Okay, folks, this is going to be a little bit of a test. I'm hoping that this works out as well as I'm hoping it will, because though it'll still look weird that I'm walking around talking to myself, hopefully this will actually allow for me to do the podcast again while I'm walking. I've been wanting to get Finding Brian going again, and why not for the beginning of 2018, start it off with a bang, where I've got my three words this year is actually simple. I am wanting to do, I've got my three words being that I am going to be intentional, I'm going to aim for freedom, and I am going to grow. And what that actually means, what it starts off, we've got the dogs behind us now, and our trusty hound dog, Cricky, as she walks along here, she has just been just pent up with energy, and I think she's just about to go crazy herself. And so, figured, heck, why not take her out for a walk in 18-degree weather? Yes, it is flipping cold, people. So, anyhow, also wanted to play with some of my new toys that I got. I got a lavalier mic that'll work with an iPhone 6, so it's just got the regular USB, or the regular 3.5mm jack. And and away we go. And so this is what I'm trying out. This is what you're hearing me on. I'm thinking that I'm probably going to need to do a little bit of editing, maybe. Hopefully not too terribly much. But more than likely, you're going to hear everything as we go walking down the street here. As Cricket gets to actually go out and smell, she's gotten chunky in the past couple of years since I last was doing walks with her, and I have too. I have I don't know how much weight I have lost or gained. Really need to probably find that out, but. You were just too excited there, Cricky. But anyhow, I'm all over the place. I haven't done a good walking podcast in a while. So anyhow, back to what I was originally was discussing, my three words. I'm wanting to do freedom. I love working for the company that I work for right now, but it doesn't allow for what I want to do. Now, granted, we've had some changes to the federal law when it comes to trucking, so we aren't actually going to be able to run nearly as hard as what we used to be able to. So that means, what that actually means is I'm going to be having, at the minimum, 10 hours off every day, which should allow for me to do some more riding. Now, I've got three blogs that I work on. Finding Brian Moore's right now a Instagram depository, while from time to time I may throw a poem or a story or an article or thoughts or ramblings or things like that in it. But I also have Good One Social Media, which is a blog about social media, as it sounds. I'm wanting to have that as a business, but it's one of those where I may not be as social media oriented but not as business oriented as I originally thought. Because I've been at it for 3 years, and I got up to where I was really proud of myself. I was getting and some of y'all may laugh, but for me, it was the best thing I'd done before. But gotten about 500 people to visit my site each month, which is, for me, an incredible amount of people. Most I'd ever had show up. Then, earlier this year, we're still in 2017, at this moment, came across a podcast on late night internet marketing that talked about drop shipping. And I was like, yeah. That finally, he had peeled back just enough of the curtain for me to not know exactly all that I needed to know, but to hear and understand at least how you can use drop shipping without knowing, without actually having to go off and hire someone to be a drop shipper. You know, because I'd always heard that it's someone else carries that holds on to the inventory, and then you tell them, hey, this person bought this, and they ship it off. Now, you can actually have people who do that, and you send them the requirements for a particular package, and yeah, nice. I didn't bring a bag. I didn't know you were going to drop a deuce, dog. No one's watching. So, but anyhow, now that the dog has stopped, and I was not, she just went just 10 minutes earlier. I didn't think of bringing a bag. I'll have to make a round trip. Oh well. The life of owning a pooch. But anyhow, as we, anyhow, Cricket completely blew my concentration. So, but with, anyhow, oh yeah, so anyhow, figured out about, drop shipping and realized that drop shipping is not nearly as hard, and you can do it using like a Shopify account. You can actually do it with just a regular, you know, WooCommerce, but there's a couple of added items in Shopify that makes it a little easier to come on. Had more than enough. You're smelling. You just need a sniff. Don't need to read the news for days. But anyhow, with the drop shipping, it was a lot easier using Shopify. And so I went ahead and elected to use Shopify. But I had thought about it and came up with a target audience and what I thought I'd be able to do. And so I've started up a Shopify store. It cost me $30 a month. It's not going to break the bank unless we don't get any more work, but I don't see that actually happening. So I've got that, and I've created the store and created the site called The Relaxed Mail, and it's over at relaxedmail.com, and it's become kind of a, I wouldn't call it a mania so much, but I really am enjoying, because I sat down and thought, all right, if I was wanting to write something about a guy, what would it, I know, I'm over here on the side, dude, don't look at me like that, she's not going to get that far out in the streets. So, was looking at, realized that this, I could, as I was sitting down trying to decide what I was going to actually write about, how was I do some content marketing for this store. And it's just basically been a kind of an idea that had always bounced around my head. It's about doing a blog that centers around guys and guys being guys and how guys can, and how to, you know, influence younger men to be more guyish, because I'm not saying that, well, I am saying that a lot of guys these days, I'm sorry, they do some very girly things, and it's not that they're gay, it's just they are being told that running around with no chest hair is a good thing. I'm sorry, no. You're a man, you grow hair on your chest for a reason. Be proud of the fact that you have chest hair. they got became proud that they had were able to grow facial hair, and women quite hurriedly decided to change their tune and liked facial hair. Though beforehand, it was all a whole bunch of guys were not liking, were women would claim that they weren't about to date guys who had beards and things like that. So you can listen to a group, and that group will make some absurd claim. What are you looking at, dog? No. I don't know what you're after. So, there we go. All right, now we're at a walking track. Found a vertical post. Got to smell the noise. Check out the news. So, I sat down and figured, you know what? Let's see if I can write, come up with 20 topics I can write about. Well, that wasn't hard. That was 5 minutes in. I had had 20 topics and laid out another 40, 50 other topics on top of that. So I've got a huge boatload of topics from gift lists that I can use to reference the store to just a whole slew of other items and other topics. And I've been writing to the writing about the different topics for quite a while now. Started that up, and I think in October, and have been not weekly because work hasn't been allowing weekly, but I have been able to write fairly steadily. I've been able to write somewhat steadily in fairly steadily on Goodwin social media also. And all right, come on. And it's not as much as I'd like. It means I now need to try to find a way of being able to crank out two pieces of content a week, because I would like to keep the once a week is a good steady level. But at the same time, if I can do it, I might even be able to get a more post on the Relaxed Mail site, because you don't have to write strictly about you. You can also write centered around, you know, other people's content. You can, and I was one thing I was realizing whenever I was watching how people like the LOL Mommy and a couple other pages were advertising their content. And a lot of times they weren't advertising their content. They were advertising themselves with a post of somebody else's content and using that to direct people back to their page. And it was like mind blown. I was like, holy smokes, I never even thought of that. And so I've been playing with that. Did a little bit of Facebook marketing or advertising. I just wanted to see how well that would actually work, and it worked great. I tell you, I was able to just before I started, I had about 25 likes on the page. Most of them, if not all of them, were friends of mine. No, not all of them, because there was a couple of them that were from some groups that I had thrown some posts up onto. So I'd gotten up to about 25, 30 people. Ran a Facebook post for about a month and had gotten up to I'd gotten up to 200 people, but a few people dropped off after I had stopped advertising. Because people just, from time to time, they'll realize, they go through, review their, who they like, and they'll just, unlike that, just kind of clear the list. Because, well, not that Facebook's is throwing a whole bunch of stuff their way, but they're not showing much in the way of pages these days anyhow. But it's a I clean out my lights from time to time also, so it never hurts to do so, and I can understand. But I'm still got about 190 something odd likes on the page. So it's good. So I've liked so far the beginning. Spent maybe $50 on the whole bitten thing. So I like it. Need to definitely focus in on and try to figure out more, get more bang for bucks on the people liking the page. So figure out how to actually start making money off of one of the blogs, and preferably the relaxed mail. So, but that's stuff that'll happen and come about down the road. So anyhow, that's what's been happening all the way up to this point. So that's why freedom is actually, I got back to my original point, see? That's why freedom is the first actual word in my three-word resolution. Because I want to have financial employment. I just want to be able to have a free day to work. I can sit down and decide, hey, I need to go see the doctor. I don't have to ask anybody other than the doctor to find out if he's got anything open. So, after freedom, then we have the, after freedom, we also have intentional. And I want to start doing stuff and have a purpose for doing stuff. And a lot of times what I'm doing is very, just kind of floating by the, according to what the breeze is. I'll just decide, all right, well, we're just going to go this way and try to do this and then just kind of haphazardly do it from time to time. So that's what I want to be able to kind of change out is, this is getting cold, is the fact that whenever I do something, plan it out and do something with those thoughts in an intentional manner. How intentional will it be? I don't honestly know. I'm hoping to figure out how to do stuff intentionally. I've gone and just kind of been very lackadaisical in my actions for most of my life. But I have noticed a couple times that whenever I do put my mind to something, I am able to actually pursue it. But the trick that I have is pursuing, keeping my attention focused on that said pursuit. And so I've got a couple of books for Christmas that were great, and I intentionally asked for those sets of books. I want to find out what one is, StrengthsFinder 2.0, be able to find out what my strengths are. Also, we'll probably have to sit down and do the DISC system so that I can refer to it also. And then I've got Thou Shall Prosper by Rabbi Daniel Lappin, and hopefully he can start changing my views on money, because I know that's a lot of my problem, is just the fact that I don't have the healthiest view of money. I fear, I have a very, not a very, but I have a scarcity mindset, and I've realized that and I've started changing, but I need more. Sadly, I've seen my son have a scarcity mindset as well. And so as he talks about money, and he's developed kind of the thought that most businesses are bad and they take advantage of people, and that's not true at all. not many, there are not any businesses that are staying, open this long are very admirable and moral companies. If they, anything immoral comes about, what normally happens is they, that company goes out of business. And so that's the, that needs to be, I need to find good arguments against that for whenever Jaden asks about, or talks about how businesses are bad in this form, fashion, or another. I bet your toes are getting cold, aren't they, Cricky? Nope, you want to stay on the concrete, huh? All right. So, but I'm learning to be an intentional one. Yeah, I'm having trouble intentionally talking about what I want to talk about just because, well, it is a muscle that, we picked up a sticker, huh? Hold up. So, all right, hold up. Yep, right there. There we go. Is that it? Okay. Dog's oversized feet finds every sticker in the park. So anyhow, that's why I want to learn intentionality. Learn how to intentionally live life. Find a target and intentionally follow it and see it through to fruition, because I don't do that. That's the only way to really look at it, is I'm not very intentional on anything. If I can pawn something off on somebody else, I normally seem to. Now, granted, I'm also reading or listening to, at the moment, I'm going to be buying the book so I can physically look at it while I'm reading, is The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. Heard about this from Cliff Ravenscraft, and I definitely have upper limits. That's for darn sure. I get comfortable way too easy. And sometimes I've got to get that changed. Where are we going, Cricket? You're going to pick up another sticker. Hold up. I can't walk through cable. Now, there's a lot of stickers here, dog. You're going to have to walk on the concrete, on the asphalt. So, anyhow, that's the second word. And growth falls in with the books. I've got to grow. I've got to expand. And though I have expanded already in the past couple of years since last time I did a show, I've expanded way too much out in the belly area, and that's not the expansion that I want to do. The expansion that I want to do is expand my horizons, be able to expand the sites, the places that I've gone to. I want to expand my knowledge. I want to expand my ability to generate money. I want to be a businessman. I want to generate. Nope. Hold up, Cricky. We're in the way. So, want to be able to do more. And the only way I can do that is by growing as a person. And so that's why. All right, this way. We still haven't made it our lap. So, I still have a ways to grow. I still got a lot of growing to do, and I don't ever want to stop growing. I am firmly believe that when a person stops learning, they instantly start falling behind. And I've learned so much in the past couple years. One, that, yeah, my son is has stopped being the rebel without a clue. He's gotten a clue, and he's an amazing man. I think he rebelled a lot because I wasn't giving him the freedom that he needed. My darling daughter, the princess, she's done several times she has rebelled. And I think a lot of times kids rebel because they are confined way too much. Which sounds really weird coming from a guy who is conservative. I think I've had the wrong mentality on raising kids. You don't lord over the kids. Just direct them. Be their mentor. Yeah, when they're young and they're going to do something that could possibly kill them, yeah, you have to kind of lord over them a little more. But when they turn teenagers, that's when you're actually shifting from being an overlord to a mentor. And that's something that I just have just learned within the last couple of years. And that's one reason why I want to get out of the truck as fast as I can, because I've only got about 5 months left till the princess Alexis gets out of high school, and she is a senior and she's living on her own, and God knows where she moves off to. Hopefully she stays close to wherever we end up moving to, because I would like to have my family close by, but at the same time, I know families are expanding. So that's something that I'm going to have to deal with. I'm not worried about being an empty nester. I'm actually kind of looking forward to not having to spend half my paycheck on public school. I have my kids want to go to college. That's fine. They can go to college. They have to pay for it. Because I can help them in ways, but forking over $10,000 at this moment, I do not have. So that's one reason why I want to be able to get a business going, so I have the financial freedom. When the kids have a problem and they need some help, I can help direct them and show them that businesses are not bad. Businesses are good, and they can start their own business and make their own wealth. But that's a upper limit factor that all the kids have to go against. They have to learn. So that's what my growth is about. I want to grow. I want to mature even more. Learn how to become fit. Learn how to win at life. Because I mean, when I turn 55, I've got myself one goal that I am going to set, whether it costs me everything or not. By the time when I turn 55, I will have walked the Camino de Santiago, which starts. I plan on having it start in Lourdes, France, and progress all the way over to the far western part, farthest western portion of Spain. I wanted to try it. I saw Father Roderick Von Hogan do that, and I found it such an amazing trek, though we only did the first 22 days, or 24 days. He only recorded the first 24 days. It was simply an awe-inspiring adventure that he had, and I want to experience that adventure and see what I can learn from that pilgrimage. And on top of that, I've gotten to looking at other pilgrimages that are available throughout the world, and there's some actually, surprisingly, there's some in America that sound kind of cool. So I want to be active. My mom is not doing so well. She has had a knee surgery and fixing to have another one later on this month or next month. And with that, she's hopefully she'll be able to walk a lot easier, but she's got mountains that she's got to climb, and I want to be able to be there to help her scale that challenge and beat it and be there, be her cheering section, because so many men have sadly have failed her and have let her down, and I would like to be, I feel like I have let her down more times than not, and would like to show her that she raised a good man. Though it might have been from afar, she did raise a man that was trustworthy and took the lessons that my dad taught me and show that that there's such thing as a not just a gentleman but a gentleman. And miss dad often. It's one of those times. Yeah, it gets easier with age, because I always talk about, I found that when you talk about your a parent or a loved one who has passed away, keep them alive in your mind by talking about them. Talking about how dad always had walked around with this, those little disposable cameras, and always taking pictures, and I've got all those pictures that he's taken. I think he was the last person to keep Kodak and Fuji in business, because he took a lot of pictures. And it's one thing I plan on doing this year, Facebook-wise. I am going to document, this is going to be the year of photos. As I grow, I'm also going to be taking pictures. I'm going to deliberately, and that's where the intentionally take photos each day. I want to add a picture here, whether I'm doing something I really want to do. I didn't want to talk about sandstone in 2017, partially because, well, I was frustrated with the fact that I had to go back to them, but also because I had heard and still, and I believe that if you want to be seen as the social media go-to social media guy, then you talk go-to social media. You talk about social media. You talk about what's happening, and you voice your outrages on what's happening in one particular platform or this particular platform, and you cheer when one platform's doing something good, as opposed to being known as the guy who, if you want to be known as social, someone in social media, don't go posting up a whole bunch of car videos or truck videos or things along those lines, because then you're muddying your message up, and that's kind of what I have was trying to do, and I did a very poor job of it. I realize I threw, still, though I'm tired of politics, I still throw a lot of politics into the mix, and so that's one thing I plan on changing also, is that I'm not going to do near as much in the way of politics. Actually, I'm planning on, my objective and my goal is to not post anything politically based on my timeline, on Facebook, Twitter, yeah, no, that's still, I may throw something up there from time to time, I'm sorry, baby steps, so, your toes getting cold again, you're working your way towards the grass, so, there's, I want to be able to change the message that I have, and get people to start getting, having people understand and comprehend that I am here for social media. We've got a little bitty yapper dog and a big old fat lab. Come on, Cricket. Yes, I know, Cricky. They don't care, Cricky. Cricket is like, I want to go see him. Of course, she then turns super chicken. let's go over here on the driveway because I'm sure the man doesn't appreciate me. Okay, you've caused enough mess now. Good job, all right? Little dog can make a lot of noise. So, but anyhow, now with all that mess done, noise made. So there's, want to make sure I don't throw up politics, but I'm going to make sure that I voice my thoughts on what social media is. But at the same time, it's going to be tough for me because, sadly, it seems like, politically speaking, that men themselves, in general, are being attacked. Yes, we've had a lot of horrible people be exposed this year and in 2017, from starting with Harvey Weinstein and just progressing from there. But you've got guys who... we're not understanding what the definition of their sexual harassment is. Because I have come across and seen people being accused of sexual harassment for telling a dirty joke to another guy that a woman just happens to walk by on. Okay, that's... she overheard it, but that's not... wasn't directed at her. I don't see that as being sexual harassment. Now, if a guy who is a supervisor says if a girl wants to... if a woman co-worker... an advancement, he's got to go do some stuff with her, or she's got to do some stuff with him, then I take that as being harassment. Or if a guy continually, repeatedly goes, hey, you want to go out on a date? No. You want to go out on a date? No. Hey, you and me, she ought to go sneak off to a hotel and do something. That repeatedly being harassing is sexual harassment, not... So that's where we've got to define. And a lot of times these men are getting their livelihood destroyed. Louis C.K., he fessed up to it. All right, good job. All he did was do some type of snide joke. He's not known for being the most cleanest comedian there is out there. So... he may have said something, he may have propositioned a gal, and she rebuffed him. I don't see that as being sexual harassment. I don't see him doing sexually harassing things. And especially, what's the cutoff line? Because some of these people did things 20, 30 years ago. Okay, they were young, they were stupid. The atmosphere back then was completely different at the same time. Should they be fired for it? No. Should they be called out? And should they have to do something, you know? Should they make a change? Well, if they show that they're making a change, then okay. I think that would be just fine. So, anyhow. There's, with all that and with that long rambling, I take it as somebody... men are being attacked, is what it looks like. Now, that's not what the role of relaxed male is about, is to be just as misogynistic as the, as I can be, because, one, I don't have a biased hatred towards women, and I don't enjoy the sight of women. I enjoy talking to women. I enjoy the opposite, their side of the coin that they look at. They see something, and they look at it in a completely different light than what men do. And I find that fascinating. And if you can keep that conversation going, you're in the lead. So that's what I've been, me in a nutshell. I'm going ahead and get the ends of this knocked off and kind of throw it up onto Finding Brian. And let's have a rare surprise end of the year treat as a kind of a weird winding talk about intentionality and random dog barking as I walk Cricket the Wonder Pooch down the road in 18 degree weather. So I'm gonna go now, and I'm gonna go ahead and get warmed up, and you take care. I'm glad you sat through this whole thing with me rambling. I'm seeing that there are going to be more shows. I want to say that there's going to be at least one a month. That's what I'm going to aim at. Hopefully I can get more, but until I can see how the new e-log system for trucking is going to treat me, I'm not going to make a promise. I got my set of promises and intentions laid out, and that's what I'm actually going to focus on. So anyhow, folks, thank you again for listening. We will talk to you later on. Okay, till then, bye.